Thank you so much for inviting me over. I can't stop smiling. We're finally having our little girls' night that we've been talking about having for what feels like a million years. So I'm just happy that it's finally happening. So, what's been going on? I haven't been seeing much of you since you started dating that guy. What's his name again? Yeah, him. I mean, I don't want to make this all about him since it's just us girls hanging out, but how is he? How has he been doing? What's been going on between you guys? He's been tired? From what? Oh, he's been working late. That's gotta be not so great for you guys, relationship-wise, you know. Stress isn't really the best thing to introduce. I mean, so you know that he's stressed out from work. What do you do to sort of fix that? You've got dinner ready when he gets back. That's good. Look at you being a little housewife. But what else do you do? Don't be coy with me. What else do you do? I mean, I don't mean to brag, but if I were in your unique position, I would greet him at the door in some lingerie, get his dinner nice and hot, and then get under the table and suck him off while he ate it. No, that's not only a porn star move. It's just something cute and sexy you can do for him. It's the little things, you know, that keep good men around. And he's a good man, isn't he? He deserves that much from you. No, that's not what I mean. I'm not saying you're a bad girlfriend. I'm just saying that he's sweet. He's got a well-paying job. He's kind. He's good-looking. Lots of girls would do a whole lot to be in your position, stress notwithstanding, you know? I'm just curious, is all. About what you do to sort of beat the competition away. Huh. You really don't do anything like that, do you? I mean, I know between us, I've always been like the more sexually adventurous one, but sheesh, you really just do the bare minimum as a girlfriend, huh? No, don't get upset. I'm not saying that to hurt you. I'm just saying, like, I'm your best friend. Where else can you go to get this kind of, like, real ass talk? I'm just saying that it would be a shame if he were to. No. Look, you're overreacting. You're overreacting, sweetie. What? You really want to know what I think? I think that. I mean, he's a good man. He's not that type. I agree with you. I'm just saying it would be a shame if he were to fuck around on you because you're not putting in enough effort as a girlfriend. There's always other girls out there with, like, more energy, more love, more blowjobs to give. Just more to offer in general. It must be scary for you knowing that. I mean, there are horror stories of the perfect couple derailed by that one girl who's just willing to give more of herself, who's willing to do what the girlfriend in chief feels she's too good to do. Nasty things as well. And again, it's not just in porn. This is real ass life. It's just the little things, okay? Just the little things. Huh? No, I have not been fucking your boyfriend. Why would... Why would you even Wow, that is not what I'm admitting to. No. Look, I could if I wanted to, if you really want to know how I feel. I could pull him if I wanted to. You're lucky that I'm not that type and he's not that type either. Because again, worst case scenario, his work hours could be getting later and later and later. And who knows, he might be working extra hours, but he might also just be banging some hot, horny little thing on the side. Because you won't put out as a girlfriend. It'd be a fucking shame if something like that happened. If she showed up to his office late at night. If she unlocked his door with a spare key, maybe. If she dropped to her knees under his desk and took what must be a wonderful cock into her mouth. Do you know what I mean? Good. Oh, come on, don't be so upset. Again, worst case scenario, I'm not saying that that's actually happened. No, I just find your reactions to things like that funny. You really are sheltered, aren't you? Anyway, I'm sure your relationship is going fine. I'm sure that you have plenty of reasons to believe him when he says he really is working overtime. I'm sure. Don't... What, you gotta go? Oh, so soon? Okay, I'll let you go. You're probably gonna hit up your cute little boyfriend next, huh? Oh, Okay. I'll leave you to it. Bye.